The United Nations had already said elections would not be possible as designated by end October. Now, the top UN elections supervisor in Ivory Coast has said they will not take place for another year. In an earlier interview, Gerard Studman told VOA creating electoral lists is a lengthy process.
The problem is not so much organizing the elections. The election could be organized in 3-4 months. The problem, the key question, is the electoral list. The key question is to have a credible electoral list that can be certified and recognized not only by the international community, but above all and before all by the Ivorian contenders.
Millions of potential voters need to be identified. Updating the electoral lists used when President Laurent Gbagbo won disputed elections in 2000. This process started earlier this year, but was blocked by Gbagbo loyalists. The other major stumbling block is the disarmament of rebels, who are in control of the north of Ivory Coast since a failed coup in 2002 spiraled into civil war. And so the UN-backed peace process, which extended President Gbagbo's mandate till end October, has stalled. Mr. Gbagbo says he will not step down until elections are held, and the rebels say they will not disarm until his presidential mandate is discussed. Studman said it is absolutely crucial that elections do take place in the coming year. Despite the current deadlock, however, he thinks the basis has been established.
However, in 2006, more progress has been made than ever before, in particular by beginning the identification, by setting up election commission, by starting technical preparations over the elections.
There is currently no plan for what is to happen after October, but the African Union's Peace and Security Council and the UN Security Council are meeting before then. Last week, the Liberian government said the West African grouping, ECOWAS, would back Mr. Gbagbo to stay in power for a further year. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.